Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day.
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. Jerry with a G, if you're looking them up on YouTube. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. And that's my website too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, wherever you are on the time continuum of small business ownership, we've got something there that will help you. Having a great visit with our good friend Vicky Malazzo. And she's the founder of Vicky Malazzo Institute. Vicky, tell us about your institute.
We're an education company, and we train and certify registered nurses as certified legal nurse consultants. And I've been in business for, more than 30 years now.
Right. As I said, started when you were only six. So you take people who are already registered nurses and give them potentially another career as an expert for lawsuits or for different things, right?
Yes, and I think this is an important tip for women if you want to be successful in business, and that is you have an expertise. I mean, I have core competencies, and that's what very successful people have. So you need to get out there if you're interested in owning a business and, you know, get yourself educated, get the experience that puts you out there. I started as a consultant, and, you know, I've built my business as high as a $16 million revenue company. But, you know, a lot of times consulting is a great way to segue from the corporate world into the business world to become your own entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. So having expertise is the key to being successful.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. In fact, that's the key to the 21st century for everyone, isn't it?
I think it is. And I think more and more that's what people are expecting, and that's what we're demanding. You know, we don't want to be consulted with by people who don't have expertise. We just don't.
Well, and see, that's the thing that business owners need to understand. The way we're going to differentiate ourselves from customers is not just offering products. Everything we sell, Vicky, even our service to a large degree, is a commodity. The thing that differentiates us to people anymore is not value. It's the value add. It's the values that we bring, the way we serve people, and how they feel about doing business with us. That's the thing. And core. If I sell gutter guards for your gutter, well, you can get those 100 different places, right? But if you think,
yeah.
But if you think that I can took, you know, that I'm when I offer my gutter guards to you, that I'm actually talking about how to save your house from rotting, not, and I know how to do that because you've seen my videos on my website or whatever, not just that I want to sell gutter guards. That's what separates people these days, isn't it?
It's a very important point you're making, because expertise is the bare minimum. And then above and beyond that, now we're talking about what you're saying, and that's the service that you're providing. And again, today, with the internet, people can feel like they're not getting proper service. So if you can step in and provide that excellent service, then you're distinguishing yourself.
And if women will get that, I'm telling you, they actually have an opportunity, in my opinion, to be extra competitive and more relevant by being able to demonstrate that kind of collateral material. And especially, you know, one of the things I've done, Vicky, in my show over the years is I've interviewed a lot of women who were in non-typical female gender, you know, the jobs, like running an asphalt company or being running a foundry company or something like that, or a construction company. And there are a lot of women out there in those jobs, but if they could use technology to demonstrate, to show people before they even, you know, they're ruled in or out, that they know what they're talking about, that's an advantage, I think. Whereas they didn't have that. They wouldn't have had that 20 years ago.
And many of the traits that are attributed to women, you know, being relationship builders and going back to the collaboration that you talked about earlier, these are all great things that can distinguish us. Because, again, today, so many of us, when we're interfacing with businesses, we feel like that our vendor is invisible. And if you can be that vendor who is present in every possible way, then you're definitely going to surpass your competitor today.
There was here's another reason why I think women maybe are going to have a little bit of an advantage. There was a time, Vicki, in my career when the person who could close the best did more business. And I have to be honest with you, Vicki, women were not the best closers in those days. Men were always the better closers. Women were always the better at customer care. I trained women to sell, and their customers loved them, but they didn't always buy from them because they loved how they treated them, but they didn't always close. In the 21st century, in the age of the customer, people are more interested in their a trusted advisor than they are in somebody who closes. And I think that's the reason why things are tipping toward women. What do you think?
Absolutely. Today, business is about being an alliance. You know, I work with a lot of vendors, and I think of my vendors as a partner to my business. I'm in alliance with them. I don't want to feel like they're coming in and trying to sell me something that I don't need.
Right.
I want to be able to trust them. So I think you're making a superb point there. And again, women are great at this. You know, we're really good at listening, paying attention to what people need.
Right. This lady you're listening to right here, folks, has been in the marketplace for a while. And I want to get her wisdom on what she thinks is coming at us from the future, especially next year. We come back, I'm going to ask this well-known and experienced CEO, how's it looking for 2013? Tintail, I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back with Vicki Milazzo. The book is called Wicked Success Inside Every Woman. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.